The discussion is Camp Good Days and Special Times. We have Lauren O'Dell. Lauren, Camp Good Days and Special Times, 47 years? Six 40, years?
43.
43. Yeah. Oh, all right. Okay. All right. Oh, I'm jumping ahead here a little bit.
But it's okay.
Around for a long, long time.
Oh, yeah. It's been 43 years of basically smiles and happy memories, but also it means a lot to the families that have gone through Camp Good Days. We basically have given all of our programs and services completely free of charge.
Yep.
So, yeah, it's been great.
And thousands and thousands of campers from all over the world.
Yeah, actually all over the world.
Yeah,
we have an international program that we've done, and yeah, it's been wonderful.
I was going to spit out a number, but I'll probably screw that up too. But I think it's like 40 countries, right? Or 50 countries?
36
countries. See,
oh,
I knew.
Oh, yeah.
Then we have our buddy Robert Burns over here from Sun King. Give us a little background on Sun King.
So Sun King is, well, I guess it's Western and Central New York's favorite electronic recycler. At least I like to think so. And so what we do is we take all those devices you don't use anymore.
Sure.
We break them down. We wipe the hard drives down, but we break them down into the plastics, into the copper, the golds, whatever can be used to then make those new devices we probably just bought after the holidays or bought for the holidays. And so that's what we really specialize in, is making sure the devices you're no longer using last longer, either give them a second life or break them down so they can be moved on and made into something new. And we've been doing that here in Rochester and in Brockport specifically for over 22 years. So we can finally hang around a table and share some fun stories with our friends. But we've also been doing this fundraiser for Camp Good Days now for 12 years. This is year 12, where we collect your recyclable devices. And then we donate a portion of the proceeds that we make from that to Camp Good Days to make sure these kids can keep going there and they don't have to worry about what the cost is. They just got to worry about waking up, smiling, and having fun. And we're going to be able to talk today about how you can get involved in that and how you can make those kids smile as well.
There's never been a bill. No, you guys don't have a billing department, right?
No, surprisingly, no.
No, they just have a receiving department.
Oh, yeah.
Because this community really supports Camp Good Days and Special Times a lot.
Yeah, it's been awesome. We've had such a wonderful support system over the last 43 years from not only our families, but even community members, our board of directors, donors, anybody that associates with Camp Good Days is just an absolute joy to be around. And so we're just blessed to be surrounded by such good people.
Plus all the fun events we do.
Oh, yeah.
Tour de Teddy, hello.
Hello.
Your honorary chair for the last 7 years.
Not bragging or anything.
not at all. Not at all. So let's see. Sun King, how do people get their recyclables to you, and who are we looking for? I noticed there was a business-to-business aspect to it, but can anybody do it? What's the deal there?
For the most part, when we're talking about this particular recycling fundraiser, this we're focusing towards businesses, but it broadens out a little bit more. Because who works at businesses?
People.
Employees. People.
Yeah.
People who go home. You, me, mom, dad, the kids, whoever it is that you have that has a job, they work at a business. And especially here in our home community of Rochester, you know, we're opening this up now. So any business in the 585 or any surrounding area codes can sign up. What we'll do is we then drop off a very large box that'll hold mm-hmm. just about all the devices that you can think of. If you need more, we'll send you more. But we drop off a box, and for 2 weeks, the company can put any devices that they have left over. We just walked through the station's back room.
Yeah,
you guys got some stuff.
I just showed you. The radio station's got a lot of old computers and stuff like that.
So we'll use you as an example. The station can then put all those devices you're no longer using, put them in the box so we can recycle it. But your employees, your general manager, the sales team, whoever it is, can bring their stuff from home. The old TV that doesn't work,
really?
You can bring it in.
Oh,
the
boy.
Monitors, the computers, the iPads that you replace for the kids over the holidays, bring them into work, put them in the box. It all counts. So we're extending that ability to have an impact to people, not only in the office, but at home. And so for this particular fundraiser, it reaches out so far. Anybody can recycle all year round, but for what we call e-scrap for camp, we want to take that e-scrap from the businesses and their employees and then take the money we're able to collect and give it right to camp. So those three words really make a whole lot of sense together.
I really love that, because everybody's got two dead TVs at home.
At least. And a bag full of cords right. and charging cables. We don't even know what they go to anymore.
Oh, the cords and all that.
All of that stuff. We will think there's wire in those cords.
Yeah.
It's electronics.
Yeah. Okay.
Really, anything with a plug or a battery, that is able to be recycled in our electronics area. And so we can break that down. There's circuit boards, there's microchips, there's all types of things that I never knew existed or were even incorporated in these things until I started working there, and then you get to see it and play along with it.
Mm-hmm.
Video games, all types of things. The leg lamp from The Christmas Story, that is an electronic device that can be recycled, and yes, we have gotten one in the warehouse before.
Let me ask you this. Is there anything you can't take?
Light bulbs. Printer light bulb. We don't take light bulbs.
Okay.
We don't take printer cartridges. And the batteries that we get from those battery-powered devices, we push those along to somebody else. So those are necessarily the things that we don't want.
Okay.
Or at least that we really can't do a whole lot
with. I wouldn't have even thought of light bulbs.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I mean, a lot of people will ask, you know, hey, I've got this lamp, and they leave the light bulbs in there, or I've got these LEDs or whatever it is. Technically, it's a device, but the bulb itself, we can't do a whole lot with.
Right.
You know, those old TVs that you have, we can break those down still, those big, you know, huge tube TVs. There's a lot of work that goes into it. There's a lot of dangerous material now, too, because they don't make them like they used to for
sure.
a reason.
Right, right.
And so, you know, those things we try and steer away from. We're seeing less come through. But really, in this case, for the kids, if it's got, you know, an ability to turn on and get some power, throw it in there, let us figure it out where we go. Keep the light bulbs, keep the printer cartridges, and if you can, keep the batteries.
Okay. All right. Now, what goes on in the off season? Let's go back to camp now with
okay.
Lauren. What's going on right now? Is it basically fundraising, getting all your camp counselors and stuff like that? I mean, what do you do
yeah.
at this time of year?
Yeah. So basically, we're kind of just getting set up for the 2022 camping season. We're also working on our Finger Lakes International Wine and Spirits competition. We're getting
yeah,
that ready.
That's always
yeah,
big.
June.
Yeah.
Essentially, we're kind of like, this is our off season, but
right, right.
most of the work goes on in the off season.
Don't forget the golf tournament in May.
Oh yeah. True. Tournament of love. But we're also kind of in a hiring period. So we're looking for an assistant camp director, some summer staff, an aquatics director, but also we're always looking for more help at the Mendon office,
mm-hmm.
Office laborers to work in the basement, because we always used to have St. John Fisher
right,
help us
right,
out on
right,
the football
right.
team. But with COVID, things just kind of got
gotcha.
Crazy,
gotcha.
And it's not always the best idea to...
So you could use volunteers right now for certain things
always,
around the office, right?
100%, yeah.
Is there
awesome.
Anything going on at the camp right now? I mean, is there like maintenance and stuff like that?
We did just hire a facility director.
Yeah,
so
I met him. I met
yes.
him at the Christmas lunch.
Yeah,
yes.
he's awesome. Love him. He's going to start soon.
Mm-hmm.
And he's down in Branchport getting things set up, getting things ready, fixing up, and working on... basically just getting ready for June, May,
right,
June.
Right,
so
it'll be here before you know it, right?
Oh, my God. Yeah, it's already gone by so fast.
Robert, you've been to the camp before.
I have been to the camp before the way the world is now happened, and
okay.
we were there very briefly. I didn't get to meet a lot of kids,
uh-huh.
but that we were just there walking around, and I've been to the office and I've seen, you know, firsthand, though, what they plan, what they do, and I can't wait to see, you know, the actual smiles on
no,
the kids' faces. Yeah, especially, I miss
abundant.
When they, I miss when they
yeah.
saw Santa Claus, I missed the pumpkin patch, I missed all this stuff, and so I'm going to have to try and do a better job of personally just going there and showing up. I don't want to be that weird guy just says, hey, you know, hey, kids, that's awkward. So I want to be there and say, hey, you know, here's the check. And we do that
right.
in September, especially
okay.
for this East Grafford camp.
Mm-hmm.
And so we present that check in September. Last year it was $13,000.
Oh, cool. You read my mind. That was going to be
yep.
my question.
$13,000, which means 13 kids got to go to camp. Every $1,000 is a kid, right?
Think so, yeah.
And so every dollar that we can try and stretch out and every business that signs up means more kids can go to camp, and that's one less thing to worry about.
I love that idea.
At least through this program.
When I saw the business-to-business kind of thing on the original press release you sent me, I was thinking like, yeah, you know, that I thought that was limiting.
Mm-hmm.
I thought, you know, a lot of businesses, you know, they get rid of their stuff and that's it. But if you can bring, you know, your employees can bring stuff in.
Yeah. I mean, think of it this way. If you're the boss, this is your chance to be the hero, right? In three different ways. You get to be the hero for the environment. You're
mm-hmm.
recycling for the company, you're recycling, you're clearing out the stuff in the office, you're a hero for your employees,
yeah,
they got a place to put the stuff now, and you're a hero for the kids. So you do this for 2 weeks, you got three pluses in there right there, and how good can that feel when you finally see that check, and hopefully we can have some kids around for the check donation this year, and you can see the direct impact. And it goes right here at home. It's not going to someplace in Ohio or some other state. It's right here in our backyard. So it's a great way to make an impact that a lot of people probably don't think about or know is even out there.
Doesn't it drive you nuts when you drive by and see a TV on somebody's curb?
Absolutely. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Absolutely bonkers.
Like, what are you doing?
What are you going to do with that?
Nobody's going to take that.
And then you drive by again a month later.
And it's still there.
Yeah. And now there's a couch as well along the side of the road.
So, we've got this, and people should encourage their employers to hop into this business. How does an employer, sign up for Scrap for Camp?
Yeah, you go to sunking.com. We've got a big link right at the front of our page, or you can go to escrapforcamp.com, spell it all out. You can Google it too. It'll likely pull up at top.
Sure. Yeah.
But you sign up on our website. There's a quick registration form. Really give us a name, a phone number, your address, so we know where to drop off the box. We'll figure out, you know, throughout this process what supplies you need. Mm-hmm. And then we'll let you know the best date that we can bring it over. We drop it off for 2 weeks. You do nothing but fill it up. That's all you have to do. We come, we drop it off, we pick it up, we take it over, we recycle it, and then we count it all up at the end. So really, it's a minimum effort. You fill out a form, and then you just kind of let it ride from there. And so we would love to see more businesses sign up. I mean, if I looked at the numbers, I think...
That's why we're here today.
I think we saw last year between Buffalo and Rochester, 350-something businesses.
Okay.
We know there's way more than 350 businesses throughout those two particular areas. So if we can get a fraction more to even sign up and want to participate, imagine the impact.
Bigger check.
Absolutely.
Bigger check.
Imagine how many kids we can send over there year after year after year. So that's really what we want to do, man. You know, we want to do it for the environment and for the kids.
We mentioned stuff that you can't take. Mm-hmm. Is there somewhere they can look up a list and see what stuff you do take? Because maybe somebody will go, oh, I never even thought of that.
Absolutely. And of course, I'm going to send you back to our website because we've gotten this question before.
Oh, yeah.
So we put it up on our website.
There's an FAQ.
It is. It actually is. That's one of the answers on there. There's an acceptable materials list that will show you exactly what we take, what we don't take, what we can donate for, what we cannot donate for. And there's also, oddly enough, last year we looked, there's a top five list of the top five things businesses recycled with us last year.
Okay.
And so obviously printers, laptops, you know, desktops are on there and monitors, but medical equipment, you know, that's on there as well. A lot of, you know, hospitals and doctor's offices, old stuff goes out, new stuff comes in, technology changes.
Wow.
And so that was surprising for me to see that was number two on the list, that we get a lot of medical equipment that we can then turn around and turn into a good cause.
All right. Who knew?
Who knew?
Jeez, who knew?
I mean, obviously printers and all. We can't wait to get rid of those printers.
Yeah, yeah. There's printers everywhere, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, so. All right, well, we're almost out of time. Anything else you want to enlighten us on, Camp Good Days and Special Times?
We're just kind of plugging away. We're keeping on chugging, and it's... I mean, I've been here officially now 5 months,
So
I'm still a newbie.
I know you're the new one.
Yeah, I am the new one. But
that's why Jamie made you do the show, right?
Oh yeah,
she was
good for me.
Hard.
It's good practice.
You did great, by the way.
Thank you. But yeah, we're kind of just planning and getting ready for hopefully a new normal and.
Okay.
Yeah, I can't wait to see the kids. So
we hope we can have some campers, right?
Oh my God, yeah.
And now, I mean, once. Scrap for Camp is done. Mm-hmm. Sun King, you guys been around for over 20 years now. How can people utilize your stuff? It'll be on your website.
Right back to normal operations after eScrap for Camp. And what you do is you can go on our website, and if you're still looking for residential, you know, if you're at home and you realize, oh, I got some extra stuff lying around, we do electronics collection events throughout, you know, all of Western New York.
Sure.
They're free. You drive through, we take your stuff, you drive on off, you go get breakfast. And so those will start in the spring because normally there's a lot more snow outside than there is right now, and we kind of slow down.
I always hear about those the day after, too.
Yeah. Fortunately, now you know a guy, so it's okay.
Yes, all right.
But yeah, we hold those, and we'll have that schedule up pretty soon, within the next month or two, so you can know, you know, hey, in March, they'll be here in Webster, or they'll be here in Henrietta, or wherever we're going to be. And so those would be your best option. It's always free for residents, too.
Right.
It's always free. Why should you have to be charged to do the right thing?
And you just feel better about the way you're disposing of those items, right?
Absolutely.
Robert Burns from Sun King, Jamie Odell from Camp Good Days and Special Times. Oh, this will all be linked to campgooddays.org, too, I assume.
Yes.
Okay. So if anybody, that's probably the easiest way to go. But I just want to thank you for coming in.
Thank you.
Let's all scrap for camp.
Woo.
Let's do it together, man. Let's get these kids some more smiles.
Will do. Thanks for coming in.